Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,300 thanks to T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Hey, Aaron, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. That big door is going to close and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one, Aaron, and then I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, the American Heart Association and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day is safe for most people. The slogan, good to the last drop, is for what coffee brand?
Maxwell House.
Number two, the People's Choice Country Awards took place in Nashville. With hits like Last Night and Whiskey Glasses, who won the People's Artist of 2024?
Morgan Wallen.
Number three, SNL premiered their 50th season this past weekend, and the political cast members were announced. Maya Rudolph is back as VP Kamala Harris, and cast member James Austin Johnson plays who?
Donald Trump.
Number four, Miranda Lambert's horses won the blue ribbon at the Oklahoma State Fair. She also picked up the Country Icon Award last week at what award show?
The CMAs.
Number five, Frankie Valli is going viral because he barely lip syncs at his shows now and people don't know if he just doesn't care or if he's in bad shape. He was the frontman for what band from the 60s?
The Four Seasons.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Aaron.
All right, Aaron. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
All right, number one. American Heart Association and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day is safe for most people.
Okay.
The slogan, good to the last drop, is for what coffee brand?
That's Maxwell House.
That's right. Number two, the People's Choice Country Awards took place in Nashville. With hits like Last Night and Whiskey Glasses, who won the People's Artist of 2024?
That'd be Morgan Wallen.
Correct. Number three, SNL premiered their 50th season this past weekend, and the political cast members were announced. Maya Rudolph is back as VP Kamala Harris, and cast member James Austin Johnson plays who?
Gotta be Trump.
That's right. Number four, Miranda Lambert's horses won the blue ribbon at the Oklahoma State Fair.
Congratulations.
It's so cool. I don't know. I thought that was so cool.
As long as they take good care of them.
She also picked up the Country Icon Award last week at what awards show?
It's the CMAs, right?
It's the People's Choice Country Awards. No. You need this last one to tie and get 4. Number 5. Frankie Valli is going viral because he barely lip syncs at his shows now, and people don't know if he just doesn't care or if he's in bad shape.
Okay.
He was the front man from what band from the 60s?
God, now you got me tripped up here. A little tilt. Four Seasons?
Yes. Oh, gosh. You know what's really interesting? He's 90. He's 90.
Yeah, that's old.
I mean, if he's going to get on stage, like, do you really expect him to get up there and sing every song and do that? Like, you just want to look at him.
Listen, I know Jersey Boys is a big thing, right? People are still out there enjoying it. But, yeah, I would take into account the fact that the man is 90 years old.
All right. I'm sorry, Aaron. You guys tied at 4. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
That's okay. I'm happy with that.
Good game. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,400 tomorrow, Anna.